You're listening to Grow Great Daily Brief number 66 for Wednesday, August the 22nd, 2018. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. I appreciate you being here. Problem-solving innovations. The answer may be where you're not even looking. Now, we all get stuck every now and again. And for some of us, it may be a chronic condition that we're not even aware of. And it happens when we are entrenched in our industry, when we are entrenched in our business, because we get this mindset that says, nobody understands my business, nobody understands my industry like I do. The opportunities and the challenges that we face, we believe are ideally going to be managed based on our industry expertise. So how can somebody else who's outside of our space, how can they possibly help us? Back in June of this year, Dr. Diane Hamilton had entrepreneur Jeff Hoffman on her show. I'm putting links to this in the show notes. Go to growgreat.com. Just find Daily Brief number 66 for August the 22nd, 2018. We interviewed Jeff last year on our Year of the Peer podcast, the one that I do with Leo Battari. We've rebranded it and renamed it to whatanyonecando.com. Jeff was one of the founders of Priceline.com, right? Guy's a billionaire. He's a rock star. And I'm citing him in case that you want to discount what I or anybody else who is not a business rock star may say. But I share his passion and his enthusiasm for leadership, for entrepreneurship, and for collaboration. In fact, he even operates multiple, he goes to various cities, two-day-only mastermind groups. Yeah, they're high-end, and I'm sure worth every penny. The man knows the value of surrounding yourself with people outside your lane of expertise or knowledge. I'm going to play along the way here. I'm going to play a few clips from his interview with Dr. Diane. I encourage you to go listen to the whole thing. I encourage you to subscribe to her show, and I'm putting links to that in the show notes for today's episode as well. Anytime that you can listen to Jeff Hoffman speak, you should. And the interview is over 30 minutes, so I'm going to encourage you to go and give it a listen. But here's the first clip, so listen carefully.
People get, so focused, they stay in their lane, mm-hmm. right? And they're so focused. I'm in healthcare. So if somebody says I'm in healthcare, then they don't really care what the banking industry is doing, right? Or the retail industry or anything. If you ask them, they'd say, wait, what does that matter? We do healthcare. And so what I was trying to do, and part of this again was modeling who I think are, the greatest thinkers of our time, is to say that to schedule time to literally get out of your lane. So what I do is I try to do this like 10 minutes every day. And I tell people, if you can't do it once a day, do it once a week. For 10 minutes a day, even though you work for a healthcare company, you have to spend 10 minutes out of healthcare. You don't work for your company. You don't work for your industry. And the challenge, what you're referring to, what I do is learn one new thing every day.
Did you hear yourself? I mean, what can they possibly teach me? They don't know my business. Many of us, if we're honest, we think that and we say that. Because we think nobody can understand my problems. Nobody could possibly help me because they're not in my space. Jeff says that he makes it a point 10 minutes a day to really get outside of his space. What if you were in a more structured environment? What if you were intentionally surrounded by people who were not in your space, but business owners? I'm just planting the seed here. Now Jeff talks about Travis Kalanick. He is the founder of Uber.
Heard Travis, and I'll come back in a sec, explaining one day, researching the sharing economy. There's one puzzle piece. Mm-hmm. And then researching micropayments, the way to pay people without anybody having to have cash or, anything like that, and exchanging money directly. And then researching, home-based business trends and the desire for people to see if they could make a few bucks before and after their regular job. And it was all these trends that he put together. The transportation industry was last. You would have never created Uber by looking at taxis, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. He created Uber by saying all these disparate ideas could be combined in a way no one's ever combined them before. And he created a sharing economy, home-based work, micropayment-enabled transport service, the world's biggest taxi company without ever buying a car. If you'd started at the other end, staring at the taxi industry, say, I want to start a company, you would have immediately gone and bought taxis.
Disruption isn't the only outcome of looking at things through a different lens, because as Jeff points out in this next clip, innovation also happens there.
That wide open thinking, but I think that is exactly the right idea. Mm-hmm. Innovations, I'll tell you one really fast one that inspired me many, many years ago. I was just reading a story of a fast food burger chain that was not innovating, not growing, and it kind of reached its limit. And the owner, you know, kind of said to his management, guys, we're not growing anymore. We're not winning in our industry. Do something different. So all of them sort of went inside to look at the French fry machine and the Diet Coke machine and how do we innovate? By looking in their industry. One of the guys, and this is a true story, said, you know what? I'm going to go see just what Naveen did. I'm going to go study everything I can about another industry, see if they have any good ideas. He went to look at banks. And his colleagues were like, banks don't make French fries or cheeseburgers. Why are you wasting your time? But I'm going to tell you what happened. He went and looked into banking, and he was physically visiting some. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really learn anything in the first few. But on the fourth bank he went to, he couldn't park because the parking lot was full of pickup trucks, piles of wood, hammers, nails, and carpenters. And he said, what are you guys doing outside here? And they said, oh, our bank came up with a cool new idea. We're building it. And he said, what are you going to call it? What is it? And they said, when it's done, we're going to call it the drive-through window. So he shot back to the fast food place, and the first drive-through window in fast food was not created by anybody in the food industry. It was created by a guy who stole it from the banking industry. And that company, I don't remember the name of it offhand, was actually later acquired by McDonald's for its innovation.
What if you intentionally and purposefully surrounded yourself with other entrepreneurs who didn't work inside your business, not even inside your space? What if you were surrounded by other business owners who might not even operate from the same city or state that you do? Can you imagine the value and the benefit of a viewpoint that's not stuck with all of your assumptions that you make that you often think are advantages? They're not always advantages. Now, I'm completely devoted to the cause, the purpose, the why of all this, serving entrepreneurs with a safe, confidential space where they're surrounded by other entrepreneurs courageous enough to embrace openness, vulnerability. Why? So they can innovate, which means they can grow, they can improve, they can transform. That's the point. That's the point of it all. It's an environment that simply is not easily found for small business owners. But the value of putting yourself in those kinds of environments is without equal in terms of ROI. Now, here's the last clip from Jeff's interview with Dr. Diane Hamilton.
It's because here's where I see it go wrong. And I now work with lots of, you know, sort of companies and executives that I mentor and coach. They, when you're the boss, mm-hmm. you have the, especially if you're the founder and or owner of a business, you have this bad habit of thinking it's about you. It's my company. I own it. I run it. And in fact, the most successful businesses are the ones where the leaders figured out that you need to surround yourself with people smarter than you and then pretty much get out of the way.
Now, let me add on to Jeff's point of surrounding yourself. And he's, of course, speaking about hiring people and leading people smarter than you. Spot on. But what about surrounding yourself in a different context with people smarter than you? I'm going to encourage you to consider surrounding yourself with people capable of serving you, people that are peers, people that are like you, other business owners who understand what you're going through because they are going through it too, or they've been through it. People who can instantly relate to one another, people who can forge a bond of connection so they can comfortably help each other think through whatever issues they face, and they can help question one another and question themselves. I know it's a bold notion, and I know it's exclusive as well. I'm going to invite you, Mr. Small Business Owner, Ms. Small Business Owner, to complete an application form. You can find it by going to Bula, that's my company name, B-U-L-A, network.com, bulanetwork.com/I-want-more, bulanetwork.com/I-want-more. All it'll do is provoke us to get on the phone together, no sales pitch, just a conversation to see if this is an opportunity that might be right for us together. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. I appreciate your time and your attention. Let's do it again tomorrow.